is teeming with other conversations as a zooming in your smile, the words that you say. Funny how the whole world reduces down to just one person, like the fractions we studied back in third grade. And this is like recess out in the schoolyard. I'm wide-eyed and laughing, so out of breath. Got those same butterflies so tightly jarred in my stomach. Their wings flutter in my chest, yeah. And I wanna say, and I wanna show you, and I wanna prove anything to you. You haven't already heard, haven't already seen, haven't already grown tired of, haven't worn down a team, haven't already tossed out a past on, already moved on from. I want to offer you a little love. It's just a matter of moments, a matter of question of words, choosing the right ones and making myself heard. But the ones that come out never match the ones within. But I think you'll duly note that with your lopsided grin. If only could communicate without me opening up my mouth, but those kisses would be boring, you wouldn't keep me around. And I wanna say, and I wanna show you, and I wanna prove anything to you. You haven't already heard, haven't already seen, haven't already grown tired of, haven't worn down the seams, haven't already tossed out a past on, already moved on from. I want to offer you a little love. Maybe it's just fleeting. Maybe what I'm feeling is just my heart beating too hard. Maybe I'll never know what this all means. Maybe it never meant anything to you. To believe you go for a boy like me, my hand shoved into pockets, my energy so green. Every time you point your phrases at another boy, so I trouble inside, I mutter and I pace. But about a good as hiding it as you're inspiring it. So across the room I'll sit, across the room I'll stay. Maybe we can get together eventually, but until then I'll keep these feelings tucked and locked away. Now I wanna say, I wanna show you, and I wanna prove anything to you. You haven't already heard, haven't already seen, haven't already grown tired of, haven't worn down a seam, haven't already tossed out a past on, already moved on from. I want to offer you a little love.
That song was Little Love, and it welcomes you, and I welcome you, to Trio Season 5, Suite Number 2. The topic of this suite is Elise. At the time of this recording, Elise is my wonderful girlfriend, and Little Love was actually a song that I wrote about her before we started dating. It's actually, okay, so there's like a point of some dispute, because one line in the song is about somebody else, and the whole rest of the song is about Elise. And when she figured out that that line was about somebody else, she like rejected the song for a year. But I think it's found its way back into her good graces. But Little Love, the whole sort of conceit of it, if I can say that about one of my own songs, is that it's about sort of that purest form of butterflies in stomach. It's about having a crush on somebody, just like third grade, where, you know, there might be other aspects of it, but more than anything, you just want to be near them and share time with them and share your experiences with them. And you know, I was in a lot of doubt at the time I was writing Little Love that Elise was interested in any of that. And you know, thankfully she was. And actually, I think I maybe finished it after we started dating. But anyway, that's Little Love. So the next song is actually something I've never ever recorded it before. It's almost 2 years old, and it's called Wilted, although it's one of those songs where I named it a word that isn't even in the song, which I know is, you know, I'm never going to become a rock star that way. So in any event, this was a bitch to record because it's, I don't know what it's supposed to sound like. I've never heard it played back to me before tonight. So there was some interesting frustration as this took quite a while to get a single perfect version of. And here, I'll play you some of a frustration take. Hold on.
That last take sucked.
And, you know, you'd think that that nobody would ever really do that, but when you've played the same song for like 20 times in a row and you haven't gotten it the way that you want it, that sort of thing just occurs naturally. So this is Wilted, and I'll talk more about Wilted after it's over.
Let's make a connection. Yeah. Loss and introspection in the same room. By your mouth until I've solved my own, and it grows and grows. Got a black eye in the center of your bouquet, and you got all your fears set up and on display today. You better find that voice in time to you. Coming through. Sometimes I like to leave the lights on and pretend I'm in every room. I wanna let it out until this dark consumes me. So where'd all my songs go? They don't belong to you, but I can hear them in you. Coming through. You got a black eye in the center of your bouquet. Your fears set up and on display today. You better find that voice in time to use it. Cause balls are thinking I wanna hear you coming through. I'm not used to this bitterness, but it gets me through the day. I better let it sustain me before I lose my taste for it. And me, I'm so hard, I never find the space again from which I can love you within. But if you turn your back further, you'll turn right around. Don't let me down. If you turn your back further, you'll turn right around. Don't let me down. You don't know what you want, but you know enough to lay low. After stirring the mess, you can't wait out. And after just a little condescending, I don't think you'll find your happy ending. If you hear no evil, see no evil, how will you know if it ever gets better? Coming through.
So that was Wilted. And you might be thinking, you know, like, oh my god, what a mean song to play in your girlfriend trio. I'm gonna call your girlfriend and tell her. Well, she knows. She actually likes that song, but that's beside the point. The point is that, you know, I found that I used to write exclusively like these relationship songs. I mean, I had other songs, but they're really about, you know, the person I was romantically interested about, largely. And you know, being in a very successful relationship, I found that I couldn't pull from that as much anymore. And furthermore, that you have to be careful how you pull from it, because that song is going to continue to exist, and so is your relationship. And you have to be careful about what you're disclosing to the other person and what you're disclosing to the listener. Because it might not be any of their business. But what I always say, and it's true, is that now I really write from these little moments, these tiny kernels. That song, it came from like 30 seconds or like 3 seconds that I was just so angry at Elise, and that whole song just came like fully formed that night based on those couple of seconds. And you know, what's funny is that you write from these little kernels at these moments and they're isolated, but then when you go back and listen, you realize that that there's things there that really are much more far-reaching than that moment. And I think, you know, lately we've been having some everybody has some social friction in their life every so often, and I think that it's making me think of that last verse. Like, no matter how entwined Elise and I are, you gotta just step back and let the other person in your life wade out of their own mess, and you know, unless they need help, but if there's a mess, you gotta let them just do their own thing. So that's two aspects of Wilted, I guess. This is already the talkingest trio of all time, so I'm going to keep the talk for this song short. This last song's called A Little Bit, and Elise was having sort of a laugh at my expense earlier because I kept saying all these different songs were the quintessential Elise song, and I finally arrived at this one, and she was surprised because I guess she doesn't think of this as being as much about her as something like Little Love. But what this song came out of is it was my last 2 weeks of college. I was under the gun for everything, and I was up all night, straight through the night, packing to move out of my college apartment and into my first apartment with Elise. And I was so frazzled, and everything was difficult, and I had all this schoolwork to do, and I just couldn't handle it. So in the middle of all of the craziness, I just stopped and I wrote a song, because that's how things happen in my life. It's fun. So that's where A Little Bit came from. And, you know, to this day, I hope that I can always mean the sentiment in that song, because, you know, a lot of songs decay over time and you don't really mean the same thing. But A Little Bit is one of those rare songs that really captured this perfect attitudinal moment. So I'll turn you over to that moment, and there you go. Thanks so much for listening. This has been so fun, and I'm really enjoying doing Trio again. So stay tuned. Bye.
One more song to go, one more take, we better take it slow. I lost a little bit of the bounce of my walking down the street. I skipped a few steps to getting a seeing eye to eye. I didn't follow procedure, but I need you. I need you more than just a little bit. I'm a little bit sick and tired of getting put on display. I guess I shouldn't list that skill on my resume, cause this performance is lacking in the energy it takes to make or break me. So just take me as I am. It's been a couple of years, handful of tears, and I fear we're growing tired of this routine. I'm looking forward to more of this life with you. A little bit conditioned to getting my way. I'm a tiny white liar who's been getting all gray. I'm wise beyond my years, but only if we start counting from today. And then just a little bit. It's been a couple of years, handful of tears, and I fear we're growing tired. This routine, I'm looking forward to more of this life. Enamored with my brand of appeal. I'm hot and I'm cold, but you never know when I'm real or steal your heart. So you leave
just a little on hold for me to come by and pick up. But I disappoint you just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, or a lot. I'm a little bit tired from staying up late, but I'm a little bit wired when I wake up to a new day. So many possibilities surround me, which will I take? They're abounding, I cannot wait. So come around to me, come around to me. It's been a couple of years, a handful of tears, and I fear we're growing tired of this routine. I'm looking forward to more of this life with you. This life with you. Oh, this life with you. Oh, this life with you.
So this is so bad. We're on the second trio and I'm already cheating. But as I was putting together the final mix, I realized that there's no song more indicative of Elise and I than this song. So even though it's not an original, I am tacking it on. If you don't want to hear it, just stop now. But you probably know it. So thanks again for listening. This is very awesome of you to listen.
You say I only hear what I want to. And you say I talk so all the time. So and I thought what felt simple, and I thought that I don't belong. Something wrong, 'cause I miss you. Waiting for the other who's in dance the day that we're